Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tennessee picked up a 2025 recruit over the weekend, Dwayne Brown II, who is a 3-4-star power forward. But before that, last week, Rick Barnes called a press conference. And, John, I don't know if you watched it, but he seemed to basically imply that players transfer. He didn't say this directly, guys, so I'm not directly quoting him. But he gave off the vibe between him and Jemiah Meshack that players transferring out were transferring because they were a little bit soft or impatient. And he directly said, you know, that he did not expect Jonas Adu to transfer. And what do you make of that? Do you think Rick Barnes finds what Adu and Awaka did to be, I guess the only word is mentally weak?
No, I looked at it more from the idea of impatience. I didn't get that he was implying that. I looked at it more just that maybe they were impatient, and you could say that all players are impatient now. There's no doubt that players who fare well under Rick Barnes's system respond well to hard coaching. Meshack is an example of that. Dalton Kinect came to Tennessee for that very reason. He wanted to be coached hard. He wanted to be coached hard on defense, and Rick Barnes really does that. So I didn't look at that in that light. I don't know that he was surprised at that surprised at Adu transferring. I think he was more surprised at Awaka transferring, entering the portal at least. But I think he may still take Awaka back. I still think there's a chance Awaka would be on the team. You know, for a veteran coach, which Barnes obviously is, who's been coaching the game for so many years, so many decades, I think he handles this era pretty well. He doesn't seem to be too frustrated by it. You can't fight it. You got to roll with it. And the mere fact that he could get Dalton Kinect and completely change his offensive potential, that was significant. I really think he's going to build another strong roster through the portal.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think, and I want to know your thoughts on this, that very few coaches at Rick Barnes' age are uniquely positioned for the changing landscape of a sport. Usually the sport passes them by when they hit that age. But I think because of Rick Barnes' style, you know this, John, 21 and 22-year-olds are a lot more mature than 18-year-olds. And I think Dalton Kinect may become kind of a trend where you see these very mature 21, 22-year-olds that, you know, they maybe have a year or two left of scholarship play. They see a potential NBA future. And they would go to Tennessee because they want to get coached hard. I think that's exactly why that Darlingstone Dubar kid committed to Tennessee. I think he wants to get, he saw Dalton connect, and I think he committed because he wants to get coached hard by Rick Barnes. And it's kind of the opposite of those one and done players that Rick Barnes used to recruit. They don't want to get coached hard. That's a pit stop for the NBA.
Well, I think too, Caleb, when you talk about, you know how extraordinarily difficult it is to make the NBA. You're competing for roster spots with players from all over the world. I mean, there are all college All-Americans, first-team All-Americans that can't make it in the NBA. So when you get to that stage, when you're maybe a step or two removed from the NBA and you're looking at your career and you're thinking, and you're getting feedback, here's what I don't do well. A lot of times the NBA will take a guy that's really good at one thing. But if you're not like at the most elite level at one thing, then you need to be able to do different things so you can fit in with different styles of play in the NBA, fit in a different roster. And so you're looking for an extra edge, just like you said. And so maybe that edge is they got to get better on defense. Maybe they need feel like they need somebody to push them, and Rick Barnes will push them. So you're right. I think Dalton Connect, you put him on a billboard with the headline, "Come join us." He did.
I agree. That's a great idea. And you're right. The Dalton Connects of the world, the hard part, and I know that, you know, basketball is the second most played sport in the world, only to soccer. But the highest level of basketball has the fewest roster spots of any professional league in the world. So it is, and it's really hard for players to accept, and I know this much, where basketball, more than any other sport, all the way up through college, you're usually the big man on campus and the best player on your team. And I think they lose sight of the fact that, and I think Dalton Connect gets this, and I think this new transfer, Donaldson Dubar, gets this, you get developed well, you can make generational money as a role player in the NBA. You know, that's the best job in the world, a role player in the NBA. I mean, you're not working that hard and you're walking home with $100 million at the end of the day.
Put in your 15 minutes a game. Do what you do well. You can stick around a long time in that league, but you're right. Getting there is really challenging. I mean, when you look at the players that come over to the NBA from Europe, I mean, it's got to be shocking to a lot of college players who, as you say, are like, they can be starring in a Final Four and they can be an All-American and then come out, you're really not first-round material. I mean, because they're taking guys from Europe.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And it's very difficult. And I wonder, do you think from another layer, do you think something like what Jonas Adu did, you think that was very short-sighted? Him leaving? I thought it was.
Maybe, but Jonas Adu improved last year, I thought. And I think his problems were accentuated when he went against elite big men. I mean, he's pretty good against most people. I mean, I think I don't want to minimize his loss because he did some really good things. And I wonder too, do you think players think this way? And it's hard for me to imagine because everybody that plays college sports, not everybody, but a lot of them think, I'm going to end up playing pro ball. I'm that good. And they can find rationalize why they aren't doing more in college, but ultimately they think they're going to be pro players. Do you think anybody looks at it like, well, I don't know if I can make it in the NBA, so I better make as much money as I can off my game in college. The NIL enables players to do that. So I don't know what Jonas Adu might get elsewhere. And maybe Tennessee looked at him as, we've got an NIL budget here. We'd like to keep him, but we want to keep him at this amount. We don't want to keep him up here. So I don't know if that was a factor, but I think it is a number of times now.
Oh, I think it is. I think that was a big part of it, but I also think that, and I understand, I'm not a college athlete. It's difficult. That's a calculation that nobody before us had to make. That's a college athlete.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I would still say it was the wrong calculation by Adu because he was athletic. He's 6'10", 6'11". He developed under Barnes. He was going to get to the level to where he probably could have been one of those NBA role players that puts in his 15 minutes. And that is worth so much more money than you can make in the NIL market in college basketball. And so I think it was a bit of a short-sighted decision.
And that may never have crossed his mind. I mean, with his height, I'm sure he thinks he's going to play in the NBA. And maybe he got tired of criticism here. I don't know. I mean, players should stay off social media.
They should.
I mean, you're going to get vilified by social media anytime you fail. So there's no future in it.
Yeah, and I think you and I, we all saw how he got mentally taken out of that game against Purdue. He backed down with Zach Edey and got nervous. And if he can't handle social media criticism from that, the other thing the NBA does very well, for big men in particular, they throw cheap shots underneath the basket all the time on big men because they want to see how you're going to react to it. And if Adu couldn't handle Zach Edey or social media, he can't handle the NBA as a big man.
No, and I think I could see where going against Zach Edey could be daunting because he's not 6'11", he's 7'4". So all of a sudden you're looking up at your post counterpart. And I think that has maybe you need to play against him three or four times. Maybe you'd get better at it. On the other hand, maybe you would just get so psyched out. You think, oh my God, I can't play against this guy. He's going to dunk me in the basket. So yeah, I hope the guy finds a good fit for himself, and he may very well do that in college.
Yeah. Yeah, he could. So would you rather have him back or Toby Awaka if you had a choice in your Tennessee?
I think I'd rather still have Adu. Because
really?
Toby Awaka, yeah, because I haven't seen much of an offensive game from him. He plays hard. He's strong physically. He's foul prone. So he's got to be able to stay on the floor. If I want somebody that can play 32 minutes a game, how could you count on Awaka for 32 minutes of playing time? Now, maybe he can, as he matures and gets more experience, maybe he can do that. But his offensive game's pretty limited right now.
That's where Rick Barnes' development comes in, though.
Well, that's true. He's done that with other players. So maybe I think Tennessee would probably rather have Awaka. I really do.
In 60 seconds, we're going to stick with Tennessee basketball. We're going to talk about what they should do with their NIL money because they have a good bit of it. And we're going to talk with John just about that. The show brought to you by Banks & Jones.
Jones?
Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com.
All right, John. So Tennessee picked up a wing last week. They have two bigs that have left them for the portal. One they could get back in Toby Waka. They also are targeting a couple of bigs, Igor Milicic Jr. You have a certain amount of NIL funds, and you can direct where that money is going to be spent. What would you spend it on if you were running Tennessee's basketball team right now?
Well, I still want shooters. I mean, I saw the impact Dalton Connect had, but I still thought Tennessee was a shooter short when it mattered most. I think when you look at Connecticut's team, and now they seem to be the example for everything, but there was no shortcoming with that team. And I think that's the model. But I still think Tennessee comes up short with perimeter shooters. I mean, Zakai Ziegler had some good games, but he's not a consistent, outstanding shooter. You kind of need two Dalton Connects would help. Can you get two Dalton Connects in the portal? I would definitely go for that.
It would certainly help this past year had one of their spot-up shooters, Santi Vescovi, not disappear in terms of shooting the ball.
Oh, yeah. See, that would be – you take Santiago Vescovi his first 2 years at Tennessee when he made All-SEC. You take him, that Vescovi, pair him with Dalton Connect. Then you got two guys on the wing that can light it up. It really makes a difference because you know teams shaded their defense to Connect's side the way it was set up this past season.
Oh, definitely. I think they do need to go for another big. They need to, and I don't mean like an Awaka type of big that's 6'8". I think because Rick Barnes likes to play small ball now, I think your big has to be 6'10", 6'11", if you're really going to have the impact you want. But then, yeah, I would go for shooters. And nowadays, your bigs could be shooters. It's funny. Everybody thinks that when Virginia won their national title, they thought that was proof that, no, you can win the old school, slow it down defense way. And they didn't realize that every player on that Virginia team could shoot and score if they needed to.
Yeah. And one of our listeners, Travis, pointed out moments ago that in that Purdue game, getting back to AD's performance, he missed those short jumpers, 10 to 12 foot jumpers. You make those shots against Purdue, you can win games because particularly early on, Edie did not like to contest shots. It was paramount to him to stay out of foul trouble. He was able to do that, but he didn't go out. So you've got that shot. Adu had that shot, and you got to be able to hit that shot. And he hit it at times during the season, but I think that's what led people, it fostered so much of the criticism, I think, because he couldn't make that shot when making that shot was more important than ever. And if he can't make that shot, there's no point on his being on the floor.
I agree. I talked to Dave about that a couple of weeks ago. I don't think anybody expected Adu to win the matchup with Edie, but you do what you can do to neutralize it. And part of that for Adu was make three or four of those 10 to 15 footers and you totally change the complexion of the game at that point. And he couldn't do it. He melted down.
Yeah. And you're right. And you go back to that Virginia championship. I mean, Virginia, of course, Tony Bennett is known for his defense, but you're right. And even though it played a slower style, half court type game, all the guys can shoot from when you can do that. I mean, it just has a dramatic effect on how you're defended. And particularly, it seems like in the NCAA tournament, to me, the only way you could have beaten Connecticut was to just have a torrid three-point shooting game and maybe hope that it's off a little bit. But say Alabama had a great Alabama still couldn't beat it, but it hung in there for quite a while and shot threes, I guess, hit about, seemed like 45 to 50% of its threes in that game. That's the way to do it. You got to find ways to counter that. And there aren't that many Zach Edey's out there, but we saw with Connecticut, it had two guys that could throw in there against Edey. And they were pretty good. Now it's gone out and gotten another post player in light of losing one big guy. So, again, we talk about assembling a team. When you talk about championships, you can't have any real weak links or shortcomings. You got to be able to play. We see it particularly in the NCAA tournament. You got to be able to play different styles and do well against different styles. And UConn did that better than anybody has the last two tournaments.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.